way. Sodium. Okay, so we have sodium. Na, right? We all did that in chemistry.
Yeah.
Pretty simple one. Okay. So here's what you have inside of what's known as the dendrite. So here's our dendrite tube, okay? And inside of that tube of the dendrite is another tube. So it's a tube within a tube. So you have the dendrite surface, which is in black here, the three receptor sites. And then you have a tube inside there, which is brown in color. Everybody got that? Okay, it's a tube within a tube. All right? Most of you know that you can mix compounds together and their ions will yield electricity. It happens inside of the battery inside of your car every day. You have lead, then you add certain chemicals to the lead and it produces electricity. You have it in dry batteries, such as in your cell phone, your flashlight, and other things. They're combined. They generate electricity. When the electricity is gone, obviously, we have to recharge them. That's what happens in your car battery. As you drive, it recharges it, okay? You have a generator system and the rest of that, okay? Inside of your body, there is a chemical reaction that makes electricity, okay? So that's what I want to start with. Certain compounds added together that have a chemical charge, like sodium, which is a plus charge, okay? So Na plus is a plus sign for sodium, okay? You have chloride, and you have K, which is also a plus sign, correct?
Yep.
Okay? Now, here's our difficulty. Inside of this membrane, the brown tube that's inside of this other tube, the chemical makeup gives it a dead battery. It's at a negative state. And how would we determine that? Well, you count up the negatives and the positives, and then you compare it to the outside.